Let's get back to that good news on the COVID-19 front about vaccines. Drug maker Pfizer and the German company BioNTech announced that theirs is 95% effective in preventing cases of COVID-19, over the 90% that had already been reported. And matching the news 2 days ago from drug maker Moderna, revealing that their vaccine is more than 94% effective. And at a summit held by STAT, the health and medicine publication, Anthony Fauci said millions of Americans could be vaccinated by the end of this year. Let's bring in Helen Branswell from our partners at STAT. And Helen, talk first about the Pfizer announcement. What does this mean, 95% effective?
Well, these are extraordinary outcomes. Both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine seem to be highly protective, at least in the short term. I was talking with Dr. Fauci earlier this week about the Moderna results, and he admitted that he had not been anticipating such good responses.
Right. So it means basically not a lot of people developed symptoms from the vaccination, or the people who had it as opposed to those who had the placebo had far greater success in not coming down with an infection. But what questions still remain about distribution?
One of the things we don't know is whether or not this blocks symptoms or blocks infection. And that's important because if people who are vaccinated can still become infected, they may be protected, but they may also still be able to transmit virus, which could have an impact on, of course, people in the community who are not yet vaccinated.
Tell us more about what Dr. Fauci said about how many people, you know, might be receiving this vaccine. We're reading and reporting from STAT that maybe up to 20 million by the end of this year.
Pfizer expects to have enough vaccine available for the United States that 20 million people could be vaccinated within that time frame. Whether or not that many people are vaccinated by the end of the year remains to be seen. It depends on how efficiently the distribution process works. But yes, as long as the FDA approves this vaccine, and it would seem that they probably will, and that vaccine can be sort of pushed out and into arms.
Both the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines have the same technique. They trick the body into producing coronavirus antibodies so it can fight off infection. But the Pfizer needs to be at, you know, I think minus 100 degree refrigeration. And we understand Pfizer has built a box which they're testing out to try to distribute their vaccine. Talk a little more about the distribution questions.
Right. So these two vaccines look really good so far, but it is true that among the various COVID vaccines that are probably going to be put into use, these two are the hardest to administer, and the Pfizer in particular. It needs to be kept, as you said, at minus 90 degrees Celsius or a little lower even. It requires ultra-cold freezers. So yes, the company has built these special distribution packs that can hold up to 5,000 doses of vaccine, I believe. They can be opened only twice a day for a minute at a time to make sure that the vaccine doesn't warm up too quickly. This is not something that will be available immediately in your local pharmacy or even at a local doctor's office.
Hmm. Helen Branswell, with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine Publication, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.